Beautiful, thank you. You know, sometimes the music, oftentimes, the music just flows with the message before the message even arrives. So thank you both for blessing us this morning. So I'm beginning to speak on a new series that will happen. Each installment will happen every time I'm speaking in the upcoming weeks. And it's based on the book. Oh, it's already up there. Thank you. That book, Emergence, 7 Steps for Radical Life Change by Derek Rydell. When Gary and I went to the Canadian New Thought Association conference back in June in Kelowna, BC, Derek was the main speaker. And I bought his book to be polite, to be honest. You know, I mean, I just wanted to support him as an author, and I bought it well. I started reading it. It's an amazing book, just so inspired and inspiring. And so I'm delighted to be sharing it with you throughout this fall season. Today, the talk is The Radical Path Home. It's a radical path that we're taking. But the irony is, there's nowhere to go. So there you have it. There's no goal to achieve, nowhere we have to go or be. There's only continuous self-discovery, discovering who we are, expressing our infinite potential. In fact, the harder we try to make something happen, transformation happen, it just slips away, doesn't it? Farther away it gets, the more difficult it becomes. So what exactly is emergence? Well, it's a natural unfolding. A natural unfolding of the actualization of our divine potential, in a nutshell. There it is. It's the unfolding of our divine self, becoming more. In organizational development, it's defined as an inherent energy-driven trend in evolution toward a new levels of organization. It's an evolutionary principle that we're talking about here that brings the divine pattern within us into greater and greater expression. We're the hand, we're the heart, we're the voice of God. So emergence is a term used in philosophy and art and science to describe how new properties and features form as we combine the parts. And it involves the creation of something new that could not have been expected from a description of each of those parts, do you see? So we're talking about an evolutionary process that naturally occurs when the right conditions for growth are there. It's a synergy that gets created. And you can't predict how it's going to be when you look at the parts. What gets created is not what we expect necessarily. So this is not in any way about self-improvement. Can we all get clear on that right now, right? We want to let go of the belief that there is something flawed or that there's something we got to mend within ourselves to become who we've come to become and grow into who we've come here to be. Everything we need to fulfill our destiny is already within us in the same way that an acorn already contains all it needs to become the oak tree. It just needs the right conditions for it to naturally emerge. And he uses this analogy of the acorn and the oak tree throughout his description of this. You know, a baby naturally and easily grows into a toddler, a child, an adolescent, a young adult, and on, without forcing anything, without goal setting. I want to get to 2. What do I have to fix to get there, right? Without manipulating, the adult just eventually emerges. And all of our efforts to achieve, to fix, to control, get in our way of emergence. It's like digging up that acorn to just check on its progress. See how it's doing. Fix it somehow. You ever done that? Here's the thing we want to understand. What we create will always be congruent with our current self-image. Let that sink in for a minute. So any sort of improvement we attempt to make will still be carrying the underlying fears, the limited beliefs, the belief there's something wrong with us, which can only lead to the same stress and struggle. We just see it in a bigger way when we start with that. And so we want to begin by letting go of that false belief that there is something that needs to be fixed in order to transform, because that never leads to fulfillment. We continue in a never-ending battle to improve this limited self that is a product of our own creation. It's not who we really are. Now, that doesn't mean we don't spend time on personal development, bringing forth our innate gifts and capacities, stretching ourselves, deepening our use of our spiritual gifts. Of course we do. That's part of our awakening, part of our becoming. But we do it without the illusion that there's something flawed in us, something that needs to be fixed, and that we're inadequate, missing something to be complete, whole beings. Because that kind of thinking just turns into a compulsive pursuit to find happiness outside of ourselves, usually using some sort of addictive behavior that's designed to help fill what we believe to be empty inside of ourselves. And that's not how we're designed to grow. I mean, we're not born with a hope to become dysfunctional, addicted, or codependent. Those are learned behaviors that take us farther away from an awareness of our true self, which is what the seeking is all about in the first place. So it's not our job to put the tree into the acorn, but it is our job to plant it, to cultivate the conditions for its growth, to allow nature to take its course. And in the same way, coming into alignment with the law of emergence is the work in bringing forth transformation. Because we are perfect beings of light waiting to emerge. I love the story of Michelangelo seeing the angel within the marble, just carving it away, what's in the way until it emerges, freeing what was already there. The New Thought author Christian Sorensen says it this way: your body was created as a magnificent channel through which heaven could be brought to earth by transmuting the absolute into form. Isn't that cool? Really? Bringing the absolute into form. This is a very poetic viewpoint of emergence. So what is ready to be unleashed within you? What is it? Jean Houston tells us the extraordinary is coded within us, waiting to be released. What is that for you? So in order to make that happen, we say goodbye to self-improvement and hello to emergence. Are you ready to do that?
Yes.
All right, on the count of three, I want to hear everybody. Goodbye, self-improvement. Hello, emergence. Ready? One, two, three. Goodbye, self-improvement. Hello, emergence. Because that sets us firmly on this radical path. And it begins by realizing that everything we need is within us right now. The acorn has an invisible pattern, perfectly designed to become an oak. From acorn to grandfather tree. And beyond it, we're talking about whole forests of offspring. Do you see? The ripple effect of being who we've come here to be goes beyond anything that we can imagine. But be clear that who you are, the world needs. The book Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, that was hard to get out, points out that small actions can lead to huge changes, as when a group of mothers at an elementary school held a rummage sale and bought a rudimentary computer for the students. And Bill Gates just happened to be one of those students. So the rest is history. Rummage sales, that's the answer. Sacred rubble. Our presence matters. Every single one of us. No matter what's happened to our lives in the past, We have everything we need to transform. Turn to the person next to you and say, you have everything you need to transform. But there's a catch. Emergence requires us to embrace the darkness of the unknown. It's always that. And the acorn grows in the soil of darkness. The emergence requires us to embrace the darkness. We have to let go of needing to know, because we all want the 10-point plan, don't we? Well, we can set the conditions for growth, but we have to embrace the mystery of it as well. And in addition, we have to work with any unfinished business of our past, integrating shadow material. That clears the path, you see. It takes us to a deeper place, lets us grow deeper roots, helps us be stronger, healthier in our growth. And then our past starts equating to our future. We stop dragging it with us. Do you see? Do you know what I'm talking about? So we embrace the unknown. But here's the thing. The next stage is already within you. And it arrives whole with everything needed for its fulfillment. It's the law. This is the law unfolding. It works for every acorn that has conditions for its growth. It doesn't work sometimes. Works all the time. But what would happen if that acorn decided it wanted to be a pine tree? Even if it went through pine tree advanced training, it could never be a Christmas tree, no matter how hard it tried to improve itself. Reminds me of the story of the animal school, where it was decided to create a school that taught all the animals the same curriculum, running, climbing, swimming, and flying. And the duck excelled at swimming but didn't climb so well, needed remedial climbing. And the rabbit was top of his class in hopping but had a nervous breakdown in swimming class. And the squirrel was the best at climbing but flunked flying from the ground up. And the eagle kept getting detentions for flying to the top of the tree instead of climbing. And on it goes. If we're allowed to grow naturally into who we've come here to be, discovering and living our passion, everybody wins. But it can be so easy to run from the unfinished business of the past instead of embracing our shadow material. The cue process helps with that. And if we want to grow, if we want to develop, if we want to evolve, it's a necessity. And this is what I believe. With all my heart, I believe that humanity is on the cusp of something new. A transformational, evolutionary paradigm shift in consciousness, and this is how it happens. This is our part. One by one, as we embrace and integrate the past, we start expressing from the wholeness that we are, and we reach a tipping point, and something new emerges. There's an underlying order, a pattern that we can lean on, we can depend on, we can trust. And here's the linchpin. Michael Beckwith said it best. We don't have to make it happen. We just have to make it welcome. You see, it can't be forced, only fostered. This is a path of revelation. And so we don't want to get too bogged down in overanalysis. It continues to be revealed to us as we move forward. It's also a path of revolution, getting beyond the old entrenched ways of being that have kept us imprisoned and have thwarted the actualization of our potential. So it's a revelation revolution. Are you in? So how's your life working for you now? And how's it working for the world? Would you willingly trade places with anyone on this planet? If the answer is no, then this world is not working for everyone. Suicide rates are astronomical. Drug addiction rampant. Eating disorders, poverty, gun violence this very week in high school, Freeman High School. It's time for a change. Wouldn't you agree? It's time. It's time for a change, a new way. And that won't happen if we're doing the same things we've always done. That's the translational part, just making the ego feel better. The conditioned mind can only create another version of its current condition. And I don't know about you, but I am ready for a more compassionate world to emerge. And this is our part. It's not our only part. But it is important that we step into the spiritual giants that we are and bring heaven to earth, bring the absolute into form. And to access this evolutionary impulse, we need to move beyond our conditioning and use this law of emergence in what Derek Rydell calls emergineering. And in the upcoming weeks, we'll look at all the different facets of emergineering. We'll explore ways to make it welcome. How do we do that? So imagine waking up every morning with the realization that you held within you everything you needed. Would you be at peace? Would you be filled with generosity? Would you be loving? If you knew without a doubt you had the power to create what you want in your life, what new choices might you make? What actions would you take? Well, guess what? This is how we're designed to live. Isn't that cool? Really? You possess the same creative ability as the infinite intelligence of the cosmos. You do. All of us do. Sorry, I'm getting a little... So I'm inviting you to join me on a revelation revolution as we embark on this journey for the next several weeks, whenever I'm speaking, to explore and engage these powerful teachings. So can we all agree to set aside any preconceived notions, any beliefs that we've been there, done that? You know, doesn't she know how long I've been in unity? You know, heard all this before. I used to be the one thinking that. I know how that can get in my way of my spiritual journey. Can we let go that, you know, none of this makes sense to me and just open ourselves to the adventure? Yes. So here's a couple questions to consider this week. What acorn is ready to be cultivated in your life? What's ready to be unleashed? What's wanting to be birthed through you? How can you bring the absolute into form? What is it? And what's one area of your life where you believed you needed fixing in the past? Are you ready to let it go and try a new way? Inside of you is a design for fulfillment. Things are not unfolding by chance. You are not at the mercy of other causes. Things are happening through you, and there's an underlying order, a pattern that is already seeking to emerge as soon as the correct conditions are provided. So no matter what's happened in your past, it's brought you here. Look around. These are the spiritual giants who are accompanying you on your journey. Tell the person next to you, I'm glad you're here. Are you ready for emergence?
Yep. Yes.
God bless.
Way to go. Oops, watch out. No, I don't need that. So unity stands for peace in the presence of conflict.